First of all, where is my intro? I cannot find it anywhere on my computer. Why was it deleted? I don't know. We don't have an intro today, you guys. I'm sorry. Hopefully you guys don't mind. I think that you all have probably gotten used to the intro by now, but I'm sorry. It's just one of them days. That a girl goes through. No, like for real, I'm really talking about like one of those days. Like, y'all know what day I'm talking about. You know. But anyway, y'all, what's up? Did y'all miss me? Like, I'm asking, like, genuinely. Was I missed on last week? Were you upset that there was not a podcast episode last week? Did you feel some type of way? Is there any anger in your heart? Let me know. But I am back with another episode. Y'all, last week I just didn't have it. I didn't have any juice. I didn't have any God tea. Really I did, but it was for me. I really feel like sometimes God has to slow me down and has to like really talk to me about some things on a personal level. So it's not that I didn't want to, you know, get on the podcast or, you know, give you all an episode, but some words that God gives you is just for you. It's not meant to be showed or shared to anybody at that particular moment. So, you know, I was just like, you know, being obedient or whatever, you know. But yeah, sorry about that, guys. Anyway, I have some announcements. First of all, I want to say thank you to everyone who has submitted their survey. There was about 5 or 6 people, I think, that actually completed the survey. So I got a little bit of analytics from that. So thank you guys for just taking the time out and actually completing it for me. It helps me a lot. Also, I will be continuing to do the prayer call. I know I haven't really promoted it as much, but I do want to continue doing it every Tuesday morning at 7:15 a.m. So get y'all butts up. Like, y'all really be sleep, huh? I mean, I be sleep too sometimes, but you know, I specifically get up and I'm very intentional about the prayer call. I'm very intentional about praying for you guys and just praying, you know, in general. So if you get up, if you happen to be up Tuesday morning, 7:15, make sure you get on the prayer call. All of the information is listed in the show notes below. Y'all get up. Let's pray together. We all need it. Because I know our kids are still driving us crazy, but you know. I am also in the works of my brand website. So everything on this particular website that I'm building has everything that has to do with me. It has my music, it has my podcast episodes, it's going to have some daily devotionals on there, it's going to have a section where I kind of highlight different people that you should know, whether it's in the entertainment industry, the gospel industry, music, podcasts, whatever. It's just going to be a section where you guys can get familiar with the people that I admire and follow their journeys and things like that. So yeah, it's basically going to be my branding. It's going to host all of my branding. So if you want to get more familiar about what I do and who I am, you know, like as a brand, you know, all of my gifts and talents and things like that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. We interrupt this episode of the Impromptu Podcast for a very brief commercial break. Thank you, Stan. Good morning to all of the Impromptu Podcast listeners. Local native Andrea Kelly has concocted yet another plan targeting what looks to be single females. Black, white, I'm not sure. Apparently, this is an attempt to heal those who may be going through heartbreak or any type of struggles in their life. Andrea has concocted this community event to heal those people. And by God's stand, I think it's a great idea. It's what the community needs at this time of quarantine. It's what the church needs right now, Stan. So I am completely proud of her. I am excited to witness what is going to happen within the next few weeks. So yeah, please stay tuned. Make sure you listen to the In Pursuit podcast. Make sure you follow her on her Instagram page at Drea's Story. That's DreasStory. All of the updates will be there. Stan, I'm excited. Back to you. But yeah, y'all, that's all the announcements that I have right now. Did y'all like my little... Anyway, let's get into the episode. So today's episode title is called Embracing the New. And first of all, let me just catch my breath right quick. This right here, struggle 101. Embracing the new, y'all. God has really like been showing up and showing out for me. I've really been experiencing a lot of new things in my life, new perspectives, new situations, new mindsets, new everything. And I just wanted to kind of share with you guys a little bit what I've been experiencing, as well as try to prepare you or kind of set your mind in a place to receive the new things that God is going to be doing in your life. This is a crazy time. We're still in a pandemic. I don't really want to call it a pandemic because I'm not panicking or anything like that, but we're in a crucial time in the United States in our lives this season, and a lot of new things are happening. Like, we're having to wear face masks everywhere we go. We're having to, just do all of these new things, and it's scary. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, it's scary sometimes. When I go to the grocery store, I'm really just paranoid, to be honest. I don't want to touch anything. There's a low supply of face masks and gloves and things like that. So hand sanitizer. So it's kind of scary in a way, but God got me. You know what I'm saying? I am covered by the blood. You know what I'm saying? But in a realistic approach, it is scary, but this is something new that we have to be accustomed to. This is something new that we are dealing with, and some of us may not really know how to deal with it. It's very overwhelming at times. It's very confusing. It's just something new that all of us as a whole is dealing with. But in a spiritual aspect, you guys know a little bit about my spiritual journey, the things that I've been talking to you guys about, just what God has been doing in my life. And as I'm getting closer to him, and as I'm really feel like I'm getting closer to my destiny, like, he's been revealing a whole bunch of stuff to me as far as my business is concerned, as far as my life, my personal life is concerned. So it's a lot of newness going on. And from a spiritual aspect, y'all, your girl been emotional. I mean, I have been in a state of just really letting go of some things that I used to do, things that I used to think about, things that I used to enjoy, and it's honestly been hard. This past weekend, there was a situation that happened, and I found myself just getting upset. I found myself being overwhelmed and just like being angry and upset and frustrated. And I just remember thinking, like, I haven't felt this way in a long time. I have not embraced this type of emotion or these type of emotions in a long time. And how I've been able to deal with not feeling those feelings and emotions is through prayer, is through my scriptures that I've been learning. And during the midst of everything that was happening, I wanted to be mad. I wanted to feel those emotions. I wanted to be frustrated. My flesh wanted to feel like that. But God was just reminding me, like, no, ma'am. I'm doing a new thing in your life. You don't have time to go back to those emotions or go back to those ways of thinking just because you feel some type of way. Like, remember the scriptures that I've put inside of you. Remember who you are. Remember who I am molding you to be and creating you to be. I created a new mind. I created a clean heart. I created a sound mind. You shouldn't be going back to the old you in a moment. Like, yeah, you could feel how you feel, but remember what you're like, remember the process that you're in. When you're feeling frustrated, when you're feeling upset, when you're feeling sad or weary, you're supposed to cast all of those worries onto me. And y'all, do y'all know how hard that is? When we want to be mad at people and when we want to be upset and when we just want to be in our emotions and our feelings and just have a moment to ourselves, we forget everything that we've learned thus far. God was just telling me, like, no, you've come too far to react the way you reacted. You've come too far from the old you that you shouldn't even be thinking the way that you used to think about situations like this. I'm molding you. You are in the process of becoming something, and I don't need you going back to what's comfortable or back to what you're used to feeling and back to what you're used to thinking in that moment. I'm doing a new thing in your life. You're supposed to think newly about this. You're supposed to have a new mindset, a new perspective on things and situations as they come. And in a moment, as God was just revealing these things to me, I was sitting up here like, dang, this must be what comes with what I'm praying for. As I'm praying for different things and as I'm praying for all of these things that I've never experienced before in my life, I'm praying for things that I've never gone through, things that I don't understand, things that I don't necessarily know what I'm getting into. All I know is that I'm following the desires of my heart, the things that God is putting in me, I'm following and I'm being obedient to it. So I'm on this path and I'm on this journey and I'm trying to move forward from the old me. But as I'm embracing these changes, I have to expect that there's going to have to be a new requirement of me. There's going to have to be a new expectation from myself. I can't be praying about all of these things and not expect to be changed by it. I can't expect to stay the same. Oh God, I want you to show me the desires of my heart. I want you to clean my heart out. I want you to remove anything that's not of you. I'm praying for all of these things, expecting it to happen. But as it's happening, it's requiring me to think differently. It's requiring me to act differently. And I was just blown away by the revelation that he was giving me. I was like, oh, so because I'm asking for these things and because I'm being renewed and you're working on me and removing the things of my heart and mind that aren't of you, you're putting into me new things. You're removing the old and inserting the new. So as you're inserting the new, I have to embrace that. So you mean to say when I get mad, I can't act the way that I used to act? So you saying I actually have to act like the person that you're creating me to be? God just be like, duh. And it blew my mind, because how many times do we get so settled in our old ways that it's hard for us to embrace the new us? Like, the new us is unrecognizable. Like, who is this person not reacting out of anger? I used to always do this. Like, I thought that was me. I thought that was a part of my personality. who is this new person spending all this time with God? Who is this new person, like, talking to people in a different way, in a different manner? Who is this person actually pursuing the things of God and pursuing her goals and her dreams? Like, who are you? And God is telling us that we need to embrace that. Like, changes are scary because you don't know what's on the other side. You don't know what that comes with. But as you're realizing, and as he's revealing it to you, that what it's coming with, you have to be okay with that, and you have to accept that. For me, in my personal life, as I've been talking back with my I hate calling him my baby daddy. I hate calling him my baby daddy. I really don't like that word. But as I'm talking to him now, now that he's in the situation that he's in, it causes me to talk to him differently. And this is new for me. Like, and him as well. Him talking to me is different now. Our conversations are new. Our conversations are very different. And sometimes I find myself questioning it, like, dang, this is new. This is different. I'm not used to this. What should I do? Retreat, retreat. And no, God is saying, no, like, I'm doing a new thing in all areas of your life. I'm making you into this person, this loving person. I'm putting joy inside of your heart. I'm putting wisdom inside of you. I'm putting favor over your life. And you have to start walking in that. You have to start embracing what I'm doing and stop resisting it. I know what you're used to. I know what you went through, but that's old. I've healed you from that. I've healed you from the past. So now this is what it looks like on the other side of that hurt. This is what it looks like on the other side of pain. This is what it looks like on the other side of confusion and turmoil and the things that you were used to. It brings me back to that saying where God brought the people out of Egypt, but Egypt wasn't brought out of them. Like, their mindset wasn't changed. They were brought out of the situation, but their minds were still the same. So although they weren't in Egypt going through what they were going through, because they've experienced the trauma and because they've experienced this thing for so long, they still think like they're in the situation. So I don't know what type of new changes that you guys are going through, especially in this time right now. You might be spending more and more time with your husbands, or you might be spending more and more time with your children. You're getting to know yourself in this process. You're getting to know things about yourself that you don't like. You're sitting in your thoughts and you're thinking to yourself, you know, this situation is new. I'm not used to this. I'm not used to sitting at home. I'm not used to listening to podcasts. I'm not used to hopping on webinars and seminars and things like that. And God is just telling us, like, he's doing a new thing. We can't expect everything to be the same and stay the same. This whole coronavirus is a testament of that. Like, we've never experienced this before. So why should we think that we should live in the same mindset as we used to? We can't. We physically, mentally, spiritually can't live how we were used to living in the middle of this uncertainty. And when you're praying for something and you're expecting God to bless you, don't be caught off guard when he starts doing it. Like, you can't be praying. You can't be praying for a clean heart and expect him not to remove any temptations or any impure thoughts or any impure actions. Like, don't expect him not to do those things. And by the way, he don't care that we in a pandemic. I mean, of course he cares about the suffering and he cares about the things that we're going through, but this time doesn't mean that he's forgotten about the things that we've prayed about. Like, we may be in this situation right now, but he's still working on us. Just because you can't see it or you can't feel it or you can't recognize what he's doing, it's not visible to you, that don't mean that he's not working. That's why in the previous episode, I encouraged you guys to keep going, keep fighting the good fight of faith, keep praying, keep doing these things, and expect a blessing to come out of it. Expect to be renewed. Expect changes. Don't just pray about these things and not expect anything to happen. Because when they start happening, you're going to be caught off guard and you're going to be like in this state of confusion. Like, why is all this stuff happening to me? I don't understand it. Why do I feel differently about this? Why am I not reacting the way I used to react? What's wrong with me? I'm getting soft. And honestly, when you're really intentional about changing, when new things come, you automatically embrace them. Like for me, I haven't watched TV in so long. I stopped watching Love and Hip Hop. I stopped watching all of those shows. And I found myself this weekend just chilling out, just relaxing, not doing anything. JJ was with his grandparents and I was just chilling. And I was like, let me watch a little TV. I turned on BET and I was watching all those movies that they had playing yesterday. And it was relaxing in the moment. I was like, oh, wow, I haven't done this in a while. This is new for me. Although this is something that I used to do in the past, I now view movies differently. I now look at TV differently. I now watch things in a different perspective. Your taste is starting to change. Your taste in music, your taste in movies, your taste in people is starting to change. And you have to be okay with it changing. Your relationships are going to change. Your relationship with God is going to change. He's always doing things in a way that we aren't going to understand. And you might be so caught up in your routine that you've developed thus far that he might make you, or he might allow you to just do things, start doing things differently. And you're going to have to embrace that change. God, whatever your will, let it be done. Let it not be mine. Let it not be my thoughts. I want your thoughts. Let it not be my feelings. I want your feelings. You know, like, I want everything that you want for me. You have to be okay with what that comes with. And stop telling everybody about these changes. Like, especially people that aren't building their relationship with God or have no interest in learning about God or, you know, hearing about your journey with God. Like, some things are for you. You know, like, some new things that you're doing aren't going to be receptive by everybody. So you may have to ask God, like, God, is this something, I know you're downloading these things into me. Is this something that I should share? Is this something that I should post? Is this something that I should text? Is this, like, this new change is requiring us to think differently. It's causing us to think before we react. And who's used to that? I'm not. I'm now thinking about my actions. Like, I'm thinking about things like, should I post this? Should I even say this to this person? Should I think this way about this situation? Should I feel this type of way about that situation? Like, it's causing you to be more conscious of what you're allowing yourself to do and think. And thank God, because if I allow myself to react how I used to react, ooh, Jesus, thank you for your grace. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I just gotta, I gotta shout right quick. I felt God on that. But yeah, y'all, I just wanted to encourage y'all and let y'all know, like, embrace the new. The things that y'all doing, it's new. Our way of life is new. Our way of thinking is new. Don't be scared. Just pray and ask God to give you strength. Ask him to give you clarity, because it is confusing sometimes. Just like with business, if you're pursuing a business career, a lot of the things that we're doing is new to us. I'm not used to doing all this research. I'm not used to reading this type of book. I'm not used to, you know, just having all of this type of information. Like, I'm not used to this. I'm not used to watching these videos. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes it can get confusing and discouraging, but at the same time, remember that these are things that you actually prayed for, and it's time to level up. Embrace it, sis. But yeah, that's all I have for you guys this morning. I hope this episode was very helpful. I hope it makes you think. I hope it makes you just thank God about what he's doing in your life, even in the midst of this foolishness that's going on. But yeah, that's all I have to say, y'all. I'm at that mark. It's about 25 minutes. Going on 26 in about 2 seconds. I gotta go. Kind of hungry. Gotta go pick up my son. Something else that may be new in your life that I forgot to mention. Sis, you may not even like that dude. Like, your taste has changed. You may not even feel the way you used to feel about this dude, but you're entertaining him anyway. You may not even like him, but during the quarantine, you're a little lonely and you feel like, oh, I ain't got nobody else to talk to. Like, your taste is changing. So don't think it's strange to be not texting him back or feeling some type of way. Should I even talk to this dude today? I don't even feel myself wanting to be bothered by him. Like, I don't know who that was for, but yeah. Bye, y'all. I will talk to y'all in my next episode or next week. Okay, new episode coming. Make sure y'all stay tuned. Make sure you follow my Instagram for all of the updates, because there is something coming. I'm not telling you what, but there is something special coming, and I want y'all to really be a part of that. Y'all are the first to know, until I get to my Instagram, of course, but y'all are the first to know, so y'all will have first dibs on what I'm doing. You will be the first to be notified of what I'm doing. But yeah, y'all, I'm out. Bye.